Navan, only an hour from Dublin, according to a radio ad back in the 1980s, around the same time as a train from Navan to Dublin was first being raised by politicians in elections, and promised not too long after. I'd imagine there are several people taking a lot longer trying to make that journey today, but good news, a Navan rail line gets a mention in the €24 billion list of transport priorities that it intends to begin over the next 4 years and published by government yesterday. Construction on the line could begin by 2029 or 30. Brian McGovern lives in Navan and travels by public transport to work in Dublin city centre. He told our reporter Aaron McElroy about his ever-lengthening commute.
It can take up to 2 hours to get from Navan to where I work at Marion Row. And on one particular occasion, I got a bus at 20 past seven, and I wasn't outside my office at Marion Row until 20 to 10. That's nearly 2.5 hours. And that was happening regularly for a couple of weeks there, about 2 weeks ago. You know, and it was just absolutely crazy. You know, and then getting home late, and now sometimes when my bus goes down via the port tunnel and onto the M50, and when you're caught there, it can be chaotic. It can take up to nearly 2 hours getting home as well. Like, you're talking nearly a four and a half, nearly five hour commute. I've been doing that commute for the last 20 years. It was never as bad as this. 5 hours over 5 days, 25 hours, that's a full day gone nearly. You know what I mean? We definitely need the rail line, you know, and that's the thing. I'm just hoping that the government will make a move on that.
2 hours from Dublin, that's Brian McGovern speaking to Aaron McElroy. Pádraig Tobin is AIN2 leader and Meath West TD. And let's get the declarations of interest out of the way. First, Pádraig, both of us are from Navan, yes?
That's right. So we have experience of the damage that's been done, I suppose, to tens of thousands of people in the county at the moment. You know, I believe that in the greater Dublin area, there is hundreds of thousands of people living in commuter hell at the moment. You know, it's taken nearly 5 hours for a journey back and forth to work for people on a daily basis. I think that's costing them in terms of their home life. They're leaving at 6 o'clock in the morning. They're not getting back until seven. They're hardly seeing their kids, maybe to put them to bed even. They don't have the energy to volunteer for community activities such as GAA or sport. It's grinding people down. And there's a real frustration in relation to this, because Meath is the biggest commuter county in the country. There's about 90,000 commuters. 60,000 of those are forced to use a car for the lack of a rail line. And Navan is the biggest town in the country without a rail line. And at its current delivery speed, it'll be 42 years from concept to completion. People will have started their work in their 20s when it was announced, and they will be retired and drawing the pension before it's complete. Noel Dempsey promised it in 1994. His daughter, Aisling Dempsey, who's now a TD, is promising it now. It's become an intergenerational political promise.
Yes, but
that's an absolute disgrace.
But good news. Funding provided under this National Development Plan will also see the Navan rail line progress through the statutory planning system to railway order stage, as well as supporting the construction of new train stations, according to this publication yesterday. It's coming, Pádraig.
Gavin, there's one mention of Navan in the whole of the National Development Plan. There's no assigning of funds to the project yet. The project has actually slipped back a year so far, and it talks about developing and building train stations. It hasn't even selected the route. Like, in the 1860s, the original Navan to Dublin rail line was built in 3 years with picks and shovels.
It's gone now, isn't it?
The railway order is taking longer than the actual original building of the whole rail line. And this is the problem, because this government is shockingly poor at building infrastructure. It's glacial currently.
What about the rail line that exists currently between Navan and Drogheda? I mean, could that be resurrected and used perhaps as an extension to Navan?
It should be. Currently, that's a freight rail line that is,
yes,
is used for tar mines. It should be brought back into public use. It would open up the whole of North Dublin. Many people don't, you know, work in the city centre. They actually work in places like Malahide, Swords and Santry, etc. And that would get people into that part of Dublin. Also, it would open up Drogheda, Dundalk and Belfast to people as well. But there is no political will in relation to this, unfortunately. It's become horizon politics. It's a promise on the horizon. And when you get close to it, it seems to disappear further onto the horizon as well. And it's costing massively in money. It's estimated now that in Dublin in 2030, the cost of the congestion will increase to €1.5 billion. And a recent study of Dublin ranked Dublin the worst capital in Europe in terms of traffic congestion. And Dublin Transport Office did a study on the speed of traffic in Dublin. It's now slower than the 19th century horse-drawn carriages, which is absolutely incredible. So this is not just an issue for Navan and Meath. I think this is an issue for the whole region, and people are getting incredibly frustrated. If you stand on any of the bridges at the moment on the M50 and look south or north, it's purely a line of traffic that stopped in the morning, not moving at all.
Just as well, our home games could be in Croke Park this year. Pádraig Tobin, Aintu Leader and Meath West TD, thank you for speaking with us. 9 minutes to 9.